Sa kanilang unang pagtira sa Australia, ang mga refugee ay tinutulungang makahanap ng tirahan ng isang programa ng gobyerno sa pabahay kasabay ang pag-aalok ng tulong sa renta. Ito ay binibigay bilang bahagi ng programang tinatawag na Federal Government Humanitarian Settlement. Karamihan sa mga bagong migrante ay gumagamit ng serbisyong ito. Isang dokumento sa Journal of Refugee Studies ang nakatuklas noong 2012 na aabot sa 90% ng mga migrante ang gumagamit nito. Ang mga service providers katulad ng Settlement Services International o SSI sa New South Wales ang namamahala ng HSS program sa estado. Ayon sa manager ng service delivery sa SSI na si Yamaha Aga, ang tulong nila ay nagsisimula sa unang araw pa lamang ng pagdating ng refugee.
So new refugees and humanitarian entrants are eligible for short-term accommodation on arrival. It's a free rent for 4 weeks while they link to different services, and they start getting their payment, because initially when they arrive they have no money or no income to be able to pay rent. So this is provided as part of the government contract.
Kapag natapos na ang kontrata, ang mga bagong dating ay kailangan tumingin sa palengke ng pribadong renta upang makahanap ng kanilang titirahan. Sa kabila nito, malimit silang nadidisbentahe dahil sa kanilang mababang sweldo, walang naunang talaan ng renta at kahirapan sa lengguwahe. Ayon kay Yamaha Aga, pagkatapos ng unang yugto ng tulong, ang mga bagong dating ay tinatratong katulad ng ibang refugee.
When they find long-term accommodation, then they start paying rent. Well, after the 4 weeks, they start paying rent like any other Australian resident. Within 4 weeks, it's a very short time for them to be able to find employment. So they do pay rent from the social security payment.
Ang kakayahang magbayad ng pribadong renta ay isang malaking problema. Sa SSI, palaging tinitingnan ng mga case managers na ang mga refugees at asylum seekers ay nagbabayad ng mula 50 hanggang 60% ng kanilang sweldo bilang pribadong renta. Ang parehong pagkabahala ay iniuulat mula sa nagbibigay ng serbisyo katulad ng Liverpool Migrant Resource Center o LMRC na nasa kanlurang suburb ng Sydney. Sinabi ng client service manager ng LMRC, Olivia Nguy, na karamihan sa kanilang mga kliyente ay umaasa sa Centrelink upang makapagbayad ng lampas sa 50% ng kanilang sweldo bilang renta. Idinagdag niya na ang mataas na bayad sa renta ay isang malaking problema.
So a lot of our clients are recipients of Centrelink initially and are solely dependent on that initially as well. And when you look at that in relation to the cost of rent and what's considered affordable housing, you'll notice particularly for single people, single parents or like smaller family units, so like couples without children, the cost of rent far exceeds the income they receive. So, you know, it puts a lot of financial pressure on people.
Sa Victoria, tumutulong ang AIMS Australia taon-taon sa mahigit na 40,000 tao sa pagbibigay ng disenteng tirahan para sa mga refugee at bagong dating na migrante. Alam ng team leader ng AIMS Settlement Accommodation Services, Joseph Johanna, kung ano ang maging bagong migrante na nangangailangan ng tirahan.
Originally came from Iraq. I arrived to Australia in 2006 through the humanitarian program supported by UNHCR. I was in a neighboring country, Syria, at that time, escaped from the war in Iraq, and I was accepted to Australia in 2006 together with my family. When we arrived to the airport, we were exposed with people, welcoming us, so they were kind of the settlement providers, and we didn't know what does that mean.
Si Joseph at kanyang pamilya ay tumira sa kanyang tiya hanggang nakalipat sila sa kanilang sariling bahay.
We lived in an area which is full of multiculturalism and cult communities. It's been inherited to that northern region of Melbourne since 70s and 80s. So it's something usual to see a lot of people coming from different backgrounds because it's affordable area.
Sinabi niya na malaking problema pa din ang umupa sa isang lugar na malapit sa siyudad.
And there is a lack of affordable properties in Victoria. Most of our cold communities are newly established areas. In the western suburbs, we're still lucky enough to have areas like Werribee, and around it, it's affordable. We are lucky enough to have areas like Broadmeadows and surrounding in the northern suburbs of Melbourne still available and to the budget of the clients.
Ipinakita naman ng isang pag-aaral ng Refugee Council of Australia na ang paghanap ng mga refugee ng makakaya at tamang tirahan taon-taon ay nasa ibabaw ng kanilang pagkabahala. Sinabi ni Olivia Nguyen ng LMRC na ito ay isa ding mahalagang issue sa mga taong may kapansanan.
It can be really difficult to find suitable accommodation. It can be really difficult to be dependent on rental properties and to be able to get appropriate modifications for it when you're in the private rental market. And then when you're relying on public housing, it can take quite some time to find a suitable property that can be modified as well.
Sinabi din ni Olivia Nguyen na ang mga taong dumating sa bansa na may kapansanan ay kalimitang nasa lubhang hindi ligtas na sitwasyon.
We had a client that was wheelchair bound and living in private rental accommodation at the time, and the accommodation had steps at the property and didn't have any rail or supports in the bathroom, which made it really hard to shower and to use the toilet. They were living with someone that had very low vision as well and required a walking frame. So essentially residing in unsafe accommodation for quite some time and awaiting an outcome for social housing as well.
Ang mga refugee at taong dumating sa programang pantao ay humaharap sa karagdagang hirap sa pananalapi habang umaasa lamang sa perang mula sa Centrelink. Ipinaliwanag ni Olivia Nguyen kung paanong ang Liverpool Migrant Resource Center ay malimit na nagbibigay ng emerhensiyang tulong. Tulong upang mabayaran ang utang sa gamit sa bahay, katulad ng kuryente at tubig.
Quite a lot of our clients are from Iraq. One of our clients had quite large bills. They're in a granny flat type situation, and so they ended up paying for actually the main house as well as their own granny flat, and they were quite unclear as to why the utility costs were so high. They were covering both their own utility costs as well as the main providers, and so through our support and the support of the Energy and Water Ombudsman, we were able to ensure that she was only paying her portion of utility costs.
Ang kondisyon ng pamahay sa Australia para sa mga refugee at iba pang dumating sa ilalim ng programang pantao ay lumalala dahil sa kakulangan ng bahay paupahan. Ayon kay Olivia Nguyen, ang mga nagbibigay ng serbisyong katulad ng LMRC ay may mahalagang bahagi sa pagtulong sa renta.
The best thing that we can do to support our clients is to make sure that they're clear in terms of what their responsibilities are, so that they in turn demonstrate that they are able to really well maintain a property and are great tenants, so that in future they have a much better chance of securing future rental properties in their own right.
Ang Settlement Services International sa New South Wales ay nagbibigay ng pagsasanay at orientasyon sa mga karapatan at obligasyon ng rumerenta sa ilang lengguwahe kasama ang Arabic, Assyrian, Persian, Farsi at Dari. Sinabi ni Yamaha Aga na naglalayon silang matulungan ang mga refugee upang maging independyente.
They provided with the training in their own language. All our training and orientation to refugees are delivered in their own languages. It's kind of information session in the classroom, and also the information is delivered to them when they arrive to their house on how to maintain. Now we have been working very closely with different real estate agents, and we have to say that we have a lot of real estate agents that are very supportive, understanding of the refugee needs, and they work closely with us.
Ang AIMS Australia sa Victoria ay nagbibigay naman ng katulad na pagsasanay at orientasyon sa ilang lingwaheng katulad ng Amharic, Nepalese, Pashto, Tamil at Urdu. Ang mga nagtatrabaho sa pabahay ay binibigyan din ng kliyente upang matulungan itong makahanap ng tamang tirahan. Tumutulong sila ang mag-apply sa bond, sulat ng suporta, pagpirma sa kasunduan at iba pang issue sa renta. Sinabi ni Joseph Johanna na nakapagtayo na sila ng magandang relasyon sa iba't ibang stakeholders.
The team works specifically with private landlords and local real estate agencies to promote, advocate, and increase the capacity of securing accommodation through this channel. So Our job is to help from A to Z housing process with the newly arrived communities.
Samantalang mahalagang malaman kung ano ang mura, madaling upahan o magandang tahanan sa Australia.
I would be encouraging actually the community to deliver the correct message to the newly arrived communities that in Australia it is not easy to rent property. It is a different system from back home. From any newly arrived person, it needs to take a journey until you get your first shelter approved.